November 4. And ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy, Leviticus 20:26. We are so weak that we need God's grace every moment and in every situation. We fail Him and grieve Him many times a day, but God is very gracious. In His grace He forgives us and lifts us up every time. If we are not given a cup of tea in time, we lose our temper and get angry. We easily take pride in what we are, what we give, and what we can do. We can be delivered from all these weaknesses, and transformed fully and finally into God's image and into His glory and beauty by the grace of God alone. Whatever blessing we receive is entirely by His grace. So on no account should we take pride in ourselves. We are only worms before God, yet He has lifted us up from our low estate and given us a place of honor. As we realize this, we cannot help thanking God constantly for the abundant grace He is showering on us day by day. That was the message conveyed by the mitre worn by the high priest. Over the mitre was placed a golden plate, Exodus 28:36, on which were written these words, "Holiness to the Lord." This should be our daily motto, to keep us holy to the Lord. Our God is a holy God, He is a consuming fire, Hebrews 12:29. How can weak creatures like us stand before Him, Malachi 3:2-3. He wants us to be partakers of His holiness and to become like pure shining gold. For this purpose, He has to chastise us constantly, Hebrews 12:10-11. These chastisements are to us like many refining fires. When the work of refining has been completed, we shall show forth His holiness, not only upon this earth, but in heaven also, and that forever and ever. Thus finally we shall be made partakers of God's glory and God's beauty and be filled with God's fullness.